You are tuned in to Rosie on the House. Good morning, Arizona. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us. We've got our staycation currently for this month. We're trying it a little different for 2018. In the past, we would let the winners select where they were going and what they were going to do and all that. And it has just become too much of a maintenance issue. People not knowing where they want to go or deciding too late and we can't accommodate rooms because everything's booked out. So we've took some time looking at, okay, where's the destination in Arizona for this month? And right now we're drawing for January. So from November 15th to December 15th, all those entries will be for January, and it'll just continue on there. December 15th to January 15th will be then for February staycation. And we'll have that complete list of what we're doing every month on our website shortly. And then if it's not something you want to do that month, well, then just enter a month you for a trip you'd want to go on. For example, January's trip, it's going to be to the Little America Hotel in Flagstaff, and we're working on a ski package with Snow Bowl and Barrett
Black Babbitt. Black Bart's Steakhouse?
Oh, well, Black.
You're right. And then also Babbitt's, that's a lot of B's, and Babbitt's Backcountry Outfitters as well.
Yeah, so you'd be able to go get a new ski jacket or goggles or whatever you needed and have lift tickets and rentals, and all those things are still in development, but we can focus on that and
help you build
put
out
those together, knowing what the destination is, what the exact date. I think this is January 19th and 20th weekend. So picking those ahead of time allows us to build on that staycation experience to explore the great state of Arizona. And then it's Rosie's 30th broadcast anniversary, so we're putting together a grand prize. One of the 12 winners from 2018 will be drawn at random for the grand prize as part of our...
Have we announced that grand prize yet?
No.
Not yet. Oh, stay tuned.
So there's a pretty good chance, you know, 1 in 12, but you got to win the staycation first, and you can only register for that at rosieonthehouse.com. And the quick links, we're going to add it to the tab. That'll be there shortly. Right now you see home, find a trusted partner, calendar, do-it-yourself question and answer, blog, podcast, events about us, and contact across the menu bar. You have to scroll down into the quick links and click on staycation, but we're going to add staycation to the menu bar. It's become a big enough feature that it warrants getting its own direct link off the menu bar. But for right now, today, click on, once you get to rosieonthehouse.com, just scroll down to where it says popular links and Arizona. It says Sanderson Ford, Arizona Staycation, register here. You just click on that, and that takes you to rosieonthehouse.com/travelAZ, and you can enter to win your very own staycation brought to you by Rosie on the House and Sanderson Ford, who, as I understand, have a Black Friday sale going on all weekend long, but today's the last day because, remember, they're always closed on Sundays. One of the many things that we just continue to love about Sanderson Ford and all they do for Arizona and our community.
Absolutely. You know, there's lots of things to do right now, start planning for between now and Christmas, and even a little carrying over a little after Christmas, but all the Christmas light displays, most of them opened up this weekend. So you can hit Glendale, and it's Glendale Glitters, beautiful, beautiful old downtown setting, lots of lights.
So that's not a neighborhood tour. That's through the
city.
District?
Mm-hmm. Business district. Okay. You go down there, and there's lots of little shops open. You can have coffee, tea, you know, just look at the lights, do a little window shopping. Some of the shops are open. It's kind of step back in time. That's kind of fun. And then if you're into crowds, you can hit the zoo lights.
That's a crowd.
I never have used a leash on my kid, but I tell you, going to zoo lights, it's dark outside, and there's, you know, it's just solid people all the way across the path, and you just kind of can't see your kid real well. So it's, you have to have them close by you, but it's a great, it's the kids just get a charge out of it. All the zoo lights all throughout the zoo, and things that move, and, you know, like hopping frogs, and then they have little, it's just charming. The kids love it. So you have to, it's a full evening, though.
They've got something going on I-17. We saw it last night driving home, kind of about the probably Pinnacle Peak or Joe Max's area on the east side. There's big old display of lights that you could see from the road, and just a line of cars waiting to turn into it. So
something you drive through, probably.
It looked like it.
If you go a little farther up I-17, you can take a look at Scrubby.
Scrubby.
I think Scrubby should be decorated by now.
I'm sure Scrubby's decorated by now. The juniper tree that's on I-17 just past the...
Sunset Point.
Thank you. Yeah. Sunset Point turnoff. Always decorated.
The tree's been there a long time, named by Dolan Ellis.
You can go to DolanEllis.com and get his book about Scrubby, along with a song he wrote about this tree that nobody really knows who decorates. A little Arizona folklore.